Blackstone Audio presents Detective Fiction by William Wells. This book is read by Donald Corin. For Eddie and Lucy, our perfect companions never have fewer than 4 feet. Sidonie Gabrielle Collette. When in doubt, have a man come through the door with a gun in his hand. Raymond Chandler. 1. The Detective. The cold winds of a late October storm front howling in off Lake Michigan drove a cold rain through the skyscraper canyons of Chicago, painting the cityscape with a coat of glistening wetness that made the old city look new, at least for a while. The city shrugged its big shoulders and thought, "At least it's not snow. Not yet." A flash of lightning ripped across the evening sky, illuminating the figure of a man standing on a south side street corner beneath a street lamp whose bulb had long been broken, as were all the others in the vicinity, because it was that kind of neighborhood. The wind-driven rain drenched the man, Detective Lieutenant Jack Stoney, to be precise, like he was a stockyard side of beef swinging through a car wash. Hatless, his black hair dripped water down his neck. He shivered, turned up the collar of his well-worn Burberry, and reflexively reached into an inside pocket for a pack of the unfiltered Lucky Strikes he'd given up a year ago, when, during his annual departmental physical exam, the sawbones showed him a gray, diseased lung floating in chloroform in a jar. Nothing in the coat pocket but an empty pack of juicy fruit and an old Illinois.